This past week, we celebrated the feast day of Our Lady of Mount Carmel on July 16th, a very special feast day in the church. And wanted to spend a few minutes today talking about Our Lady of Mount Carmel and the brown scapular. Many of you are familiar with the brown scapular of the Blessed Mother. And wanted to just describe a little bit about that, the history of the scapular and why we should all be wearing the brown scapular of Our Lady. It sort of ties in well with today's readings. Today's readings are all about God being the Good Shepherd, Jesus being the Good Shepherd, and that we are His flock, and that God wants us to be saved, and He wants good shepherds to be there to help the flock get to heaven. Now, as you know, the Pope, bishops, priests, we're all supposed to be shepherds of the flock. That's the word, we get the word pastor, based upon this idea of pastoring a flock, God's people. And so I think one of the best things I can do for you as the people of God is to help you to grow in holiness, to grow in your prayer life, to frequent the sacraments, which I'm sure you're all doing. I'm sure you're all faithfully coming to Mass each and every weekend and going to confession once a month or regular basis. And I'm sure you're praying every day, reading your Bible, praying your rosary, following the commandments, avoiding mortal sin. Those are the things that will enable us to be with God forever, to see Him face to face in eternity. But one of the great things that I as a pastor can give people is the brown scapular of Our Lady of Mount Carmel, which is a special sacramental in the church. It's very important, just like the rosary and the miraculous medal and holy water. And these things are very helpful in the spiritual life because these are blessed holy objects. And as you know, the devil hates anything blessed, right? Holy water, the Bible, any sacramentals, a crucifix. And that's not just Hollywood. That is true, good, solid Catholic theology that blessed holy objects are very intimidating to the evil one. And so by wearing a holy medal, a cross, a crucifix, or a scapular, you're putting up like a shield or a defense mechanism against the evil one to keep out the bad influences. And it's very powerful indeed to be wearing a scapular, which has been called the garment of grace. The Blessed Mother told St. Simon Stock, the founder, actually the superior general of the Carmelites way back in the 13th century, he said something very, very powerful. She said something to St. Simon Stock. She said, whoever dies wearing the brown scapular will not suffer eternal fire. One of the greatest promises ever made. And I want to just spend a moment explaining what that means and why we should be wearing this brown scapular. Well, the scapular is called the Scapular of Our Lady of Mount Carmel. Some of you are familiar with Mount Carmel. It's in the Holy Land. It's on the Mediterranean Sea, right near Haifa. Mount Carmel was always a very holy place. The prophet Elijah lived there in 800 years before Christ. 8th century BC, the prophet Elijah lived in a cave and spent time in prayer and penance. And a group of people began to gather around him, and they too would be praying and waiting for the Messiah to come. Well, their descendants remained living on Mount Carmel. And for 800 years, people were praying there, waiting for the Messiah to come. Eventually, Jesus did come. And then these people who had been living there eventually were formed into what we call a religious order, a religious community. And they got approved by the church in the year 1207. It's called the Carmelite Order. And the Carmelites wear the brown habit. You might have seen the monks or the Carmelite nuns wearing the long brown habit. Now, one of the garments that the Carmelites wear is called a scapular. A scapular. Interesting word. I've had kids say, Father, I've enjoyed being, I really like wearing this sepulcher around my neck. I said, no, it's actually a scapular. So one other kid said, Father, I lost my scaffolding. Can you give me another one? Actually, the word scapular comes from a Latin word, scapula, which is, I guess, the shoulder bone, right? Because the scapular hangs over the shoulder. And in the Carmelite, they wear a very long scapular. It hangs all the way to the floor, over the front and over the back. This one is actually called a miniature scapular. This is worn by lay people, lay men, lay women who live out in the world. You too can actually wear the scapular of Our Lady of Mount Carmel, and it has the same promise attached to that that is attached to the longer scapular of the Carmelite order, that whoever dies wearing the brown scapular will not suffer eternal fire. Sometimes if I'm out playing golf and I'm not, you know, dressed in black in 95-degree weather, just wearing shorts and a shirt, and people get into conversations with people, and they say, what do you do for a living? And you know what I usually tell them? I start off by saying, well, I sell eternal fire insurance, okay? Really, that's my job, is fire insurance, but for all eternity. Because our job is to get everybody to heaven, right? That's my role as a pastor. And so one of the best things that I can give you as the people of God is a little tiny asbestos suit, a little tiny fire insurance policy. So it's not good luck. It's not superstition. These are blessed, holy sacramentals of the church. And God has often used material things through which he gives his blessings. Remember the story in the gospel of the woman who said, if I could only touch the tassel of the Lord's garment, I will be cured. And she reached out in great faith, and she was healed. In the Acts of the Apostles, they would take the handkerchiefs of Peter and Paul, and they would place them on the sick, and they would be cured. There's nothing magical or nothing superstitious about the scapular. It's a blessed, holy object. It represents our love for Jesus and our love for the Blessed Mother, just like our American flag represents our love for our country. And we respect our American flag because of what it represents. So we respect blessed, holy objects for what they represent, too. And this is called the garment of grace, because when we wear this, we're placing it over the front and over the back, which is like a shield of defense against the evil one. And it's placing ourselves under Mary's protection. It's like having her arms wrapped around us. And she is our spiritual mother. She wants to lead us to Christ and lead us to heaven, ultimately to which is our final destination. When the Blessed Mother appeared, she said, when you wear this, it means you are thinking of me and I am thinking of you. And that's the idea, that we want to develop that relationship, entrusting ourselves to her care. She said, wear it devoutly and perseveringly. Now, what does that mean, that whoever dies wearing it will not suffer eternal fire? Well, it means that if a person has devoutly, you know, lived their faith and is wearing their scapular, when it comes time for their death, the prayers of Our Lady will make sure that that person is close to the Lord. That person perhaps may have the Blessed Mother will send a priest there to hear the confession or to anoint them, to reconcile the person to God. If the person has been maybe drifted away from the Lord, the prayers of Our Lady will help that person to make a good act of contrition, to come back into the good graces of God. And it's a matter of trust and confidence that, and the prayers, the powerful prayers of Our Lady to keep us close to the Lord. In fact, one of the very first miracle stories that occurred with the brown scapular was very soon after Our Lady appeared to St. Simon Stock on July 16, 1251. A man was dying, and he had been away from God for his whole life. He had lived a very immoral, sinful life. Well, they called St. Simon to come visit this man, and this man was very angry towards God, very bitter against God, very unrepentant of his sins. Well, St. Simon prayed for him, and it didn't seem to be having any effect. So he took his scapular and just placed it over the man, asking Our Lady's mantle to come over and to soften his heart. And immediately, the man began to weep and shed tears of sorrow for his sinful life. And he made his confession, was reconciled to God before he died. And those stories happen hundreds and hundreds of times in the church. I've seen it myself when people are, when they convert. It's a beautiful experience to see the grace of God working in their life. If St. Peter Claver, the great apostle, the great missionary, baptized 300,000 people during his lifetime, but he knew that he would never maybe see many of them again because he was a missionary. So everybody he baptized, he then enrolled in the Brown Scapular because he knew he'd be going off, but that the Blessed Mother would now watch over that person and keep them close to the Lord, which is Our Lady's role. Another amazing story occurred in the year 1276. Pope Gregory X died. He was buried with all his beautiful papal vestments, his brown scapular. 600 years later, they had to move his coffin. When they opened up the coffin after 600 years, everything was disintegrated into dust and ashes, even his beautiful papal vestments. The only thing that was perfectly intact was his brown scapular made of ordinary wool. And that sort of was a sign, and that scapular is still on display in Rome. This also happened when they opened the coffins of St. Alphonsus Liguori and St. John Bosco. Everything was disintegrated except their brown scapular. And a dear friend of mine, a missionary priest, Father McGrath, who just died at the age of 96 this past December, when he was arrested in communist in China in 1952, he was in prison for 3 months in solitary confinement. And the communist soldiers stripped him. They took his watch. They took his rosary, his medals, everything that he had, and they threw him in a prison cell. But none of the guards could see this large scapular hanging down from both sides. That was a sign to him that he was not abandoned by the Lord or the Blessed Mother. And that was a sign of comfort to him. And then every day the guards would come in and they would search him, and none of them ever saw his scapular. Really amazing, amazing story. So I just want to end now by enrolling all of you in the scapular of Our Lady of Mount Carmel. And I know that these scapulars, these were handmade by our sewing committee and members of the Legion of Mary. They made over 1,000 brown scapulars for the parish, and I'm afraid we might have ran out of them for those who maybe weren't here early before Mass. We were giving them out as we began this Mass, but I believe we might have run out. But I will still enroll all of you in the brown scapular, and I'll put the people to work again and make another couple hundred, and I'll put these in the back of church in the next couple weeks, as long as it takes for them to make these. Out of curiosity, how many of you did not receive on your way in today one of the handmade brown scapulars? Can I see a show of hands so I know how many to make? Okay, well, we're probably going to need about 200 or 300. If you did get a scapular today, please place it around your neck, over the front and over the back. If you've already been enrolled in the scapular as a second grader, which many of you were, if you went to Catholic school, then pass your scapular on to somebody else so that they can use it and wear it. So again, please place a scapular over your neck, and I will enroll everybody today. And if you did not get the scapular, please check the tables in a couple weeks, and we'll try to get 200 or 300 more scapulars made for those of you who come to this 11 o'clock Mass. Receive this blessed scapular and ask the Most Holy Virgin that by her merits it may be worn with no stain of sin and may protect you from all harm and bring you into everlasting life. Amen. By the power granted to me, I admit you to a share in all the spiritual works performed with the merciful help of Jesus Christ by the religious of Mount Carmel, in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. And may Almighty God, Creator of heaven and earth, bless you, whom he has been pleased to receive into the confraternity of the Blessed Virgin Mary of Mount Carmel. We beg her to crush the head of the ancient serpent in the hour of your death, and in the end, to obtain for you a palm and the crown of your everlasting inheritance. We ask this through Christ our Lord. Amen.